On this day, 90 years ago, Theodore Roosevelt, campaigning for the presidency, was shot in the chest in Milwaukee. Despite the wound, he went ahead with a scheduled speech. To mark this courageous act, despite the turmoil of the world around us, we too are going ahead with today's salvo from the Firesign Theater.
Hi, Harry.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Bergerman. What'll it be?
Just a trim today, Harry.
Oh, I got a special going. Haircut, shave, and a sigmoidoscopy for $50.
You're turning this barbershop into a hospital?
Well, what with the county closing down all the clinics due to budget cuts, there's a whole lot of equipment flooding the market, and nobody Clyde!
What?
Keep away from those defibrillator paddles. That ain't a video game.
But I'm winning!
Hey, can you get back to cutting my hair here?
Oh, sure. You know, I'm thinking about a neon sign in the window. Heart transplants, in by 9, out by 2, home by 6.
Yeah, I think it's catchy.
I think it's crazy.
Crazy? Well, no crazier than what's going on out there in the so-called real world. Did you know they're planning to install neuroelectric sensors in the x-ray machines at airports?
Oh, where'd you pick that one up, Harry? Art Bell's paranoid parade?
It was on the news, Clyde.
Oh, no.
The sensors will feed your brainwaves and heartbeats into a computer and decide if you're a terrorist or a tourist.
If they can read what I'm thinking about the idiots who support it, I'd be shipped off to Camp X-Ray, that concentration camp at Guantanamo.
Say, do those places really help you concentrate?
Oh, I could sure use that. Fellas,
yeah, me too.
What are we going to do with this Hussein guy?
Well, it looks like our boy President's got himself between a rock and a hard place.
Well, we are a superpower.
Wrong. Didn't you hear Tom DeLay on the TV? We're not a superpower anymore. We're a super-duper power.
Hey, wasn't Tom DeLay an exterminator before he became a congressman?
Yeah, I guess he's got it in his blood.
Oh, blood. Talking about blood, how about I throw in a full blood test, a pap smear, and a dialysis for another $5, Mr. B?
Well, I could do your nails.
Okay. Hello, is the microphone working? Welcome to Club Firesign. And now, first up, Beat Street Jack with Baghdad Bush Suit. Whatever that means. Bombus Jack!
Jack's back on the bully band. Stand up, a fat black mic stuck in my hands. Let's lay it down. Gone, gone, gone is that desert storm tan. That wimpy eastern desert tan. That early 90s fashion style whose camouflage panties on Vicky's secret cuties. Sub-teen patriot gun club getup. Daddy's slick duck blind sports utility upholstery, yeah. The thrill is gone. You gotta dress the kids right. There's a tough new style, a fashion storm coming down on the backs of our boys and girls. So let them model a baggy Baghdad Bush suit in a superpower mix of oily black, cut down, pine brown, deep, deep deficit red, and golden CEO green. You'll preen, you'll scheme, you'll gleam like a rocket's red stare. So modern moms, suit them up for home front insecurity. Dress your little chicks and chums for contingencies, collaterals, and changes of regime in the baggy Baghdad Bush suit. Get it on behind Operation Cloudy Crystal Ball. One size fits all, so get it right. Bring back the uniform opinion. Dress them up, click here now. Go it alone, click here now. Don't change your mind, click here now. This is Beat Street Jack telling you if you're strong and wrong, then you better redress for success. So click here now, babies, click here now. Yeah, click here now.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Still tasty.
Last week, the four of us in the Firesign Theater were invited to a holiday fundraising event at the Rising Gorge. You've heard of it? California chef Mario Bastardi's newest West Side eatery.
Well, it was called a wine testing, since these vintages had been acquired haphazardly from yard sales of indicted CEOs and busted.commerce.
Yeah, they were offered to us by the glass, cup, or hand, and they featured Peter Sellers' estate sale recorked sherries and half-drunk bottles.
Or a barrel, a cask, or a little jar. John from Sherwood Forest's Robin Hood wine.
Which went from the rich to the poor.
I tested the Jekyll and Hyde Lab shards.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they'll kill you.
Yeah, it did taste a bit doctored.
Hey, I decanted an unlabeled bottle of Flooded Cellars Mixmaster's Choice.
Ooh.
And I took sips from a six-pack of premium vintages like Michael Jackson Nubile Moonwalk Whites and the Cabernet of Dr. Caligari.
Spooky. Since I brought my boys along, I opted to stay with the theme park rosé, the Fiddle-Dee-Dee Lakesville Merlots, and the Roller Coaster Reds, which, made my head spin.
Well, then I went on to the Pinot Cinema Noir, but I passed out after the first sip and someone stole my glass.
For dessert wines, they offered any port in a storm.
And a Godfather Grappa.
Which we couldn't refuse.
Afterwards, we sat with the owner, Mario, for a photo op and nursed some Grand Canal sparkling sewage water.
While the great man caressed a snifter of rare Loch Ness Triple X 12-year-old girly 10 years to life chocolate malt scotch. Ooh.
I think we're all still nursing a hangover.
Well, here, have some hair of the dog.
Pour me a Boxer's Rebellion.
Well, I would have a borderline collie.
For me, some Rottweiler.
Ooh, that's got a bite.
Howdy diddly doody, this is C. William Bob Hebelhauser speaking, perhaps a little too quickly and a little without thinking exactly before speaking, but what the heck I say, this is an emergency. As the owner of a major American car company, I've had a realization. We're all just too dependent on foreigners for gas for our cars. Am I the first one to think this? People who aren't us have got most of the oil. And what is oil anyway? What is gas? Well, it's nothing but the carbonized remains of millions of years worth of dead dinosaurs. That's what coal is, that's what gas is. That's the whole darn deal. Dead dinosaurs are what our beautiful cars run on, and foreigners have most of the dead dinosaurs, and they're holding us hostage. Now, at Western Motors, I've come up with a plan. And my plan is for you to get around this big old country without dependence on Middle East oil, or for that matter, any oil or gas at all. I'm bringing out the newest SUV sports model, a whiz-bang car for the young at heart with old wallets, the Tacoma Sour. It's huge. It'll carry everything you got and you want to get, and best of all, it'll get thousands of miles to the gallon because it doesn't run on the dead bodies of dinosaurs. It runs on the present-day residue of the dead things. That's right, friends. It runs on what the U.S. of A. has most. Dinosaur toys, computer animations of dinosaurs, VCRs of dinosaur movies, plaster casts of dinosaur bones, reenactments of dinosaurs, fantasies of dinosaurs, cartoons of dinosaurs, pop-up books of dinosaurs, alley-oop comics, them old Godzilla movies from late-night TV, and books about dinosaurs, theories about dinosaurs, and even and especially random thoughts about dinosaurs. And best of all, get this, fuel is virtually free, floating around in the air or in your attic or den, and especially in your kids' closets, stacked up all over this great land, doing no one any good until now. Well, this is C. William Bob Hebelhauser speaking, and hoping you'll buy a couple of these Tacoma Sours. What's good for Western Motors is good for the country. I said that, and I'm right.
The Firesign Theater, Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Ostman, and Phil Proctor. Their latest CD is The Bride of Firesign. For more about the Firesign Theater, visit npr.org.